Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man. This is your news for the week of November 15th, 2021. Wanted to start today with something interesting I saw on BGG. This is a very cool designer diary by Juliana Moreno-Patel and Ariel Rubin. It was about a line of games that they're putting out called Crimes and Capers. Now, it reimagines the murder mystery party in a few ways, as they have some scripted parts for the players can use for to roleplay in the parties, or they can just use them. They don't necessarily have to roleplay, just kind of taking some of that that agita out of being kind of part of these. Some people don't like to take the role of it. Some people just want to kind of just play the game without using that. It's also they also take the guilty party away from the game, so that's not just one person that's kind of involved where it's the mystery. They're making this more of a fully cooperative experience, almost like kind of an escape room feeling, but more of the cooperative mystery party. And also, one of the things that I really love is that they, along with Renegade Games, their publisher, have made it so that if one person owns the game, there's codes that you can give fellow players so that you can, you know, in this age of COVID and, well, with friends all around the country, too, you can host one of these games online with Zoom and any other gathering program that you've got. So that seems really, really cool to me that you can kind of get a whole murder mystery party per se online, or just kind of change the way that it is kind of done in there. So, they're looking at a ton of different themes that they're looking into as part of the designer diary that I'll put a link to in the show notes as well. But there's a couple of them that are already available, and one that's supposed to be out early next year. I think these are generally about $25 to $30 or so, or $35 to get in on this. There's Crimes and Capers High School Hijinks, Crimes and Capers Lady Leona's Last Wishes, and Crimes and Capers and the Winner is Dead. So these are really, really cool. Like I said, you can even, it's one of the, give you a little explanation of the High School Hijinks. It's a cooperative game in which you and your group of friends take on a role of 1990s high school students and work together to solve the mystery. No special skills or prior knowledge is required. You read notes and solve puzzles to unlock Romy's locker to figure out who framed her. Very, very cool. Plays in about a little less than 2 hours. And for the regular game, 4 to 6 players, of course, you can kind of manipulate it all you want, especially since it's co-op, to play in any real numbers that you want to play there. Next up, I've got some pretty interesting industry news that may not interest anybody, but some people love to be industry heads. But anyway, French board game company Yellow has parted ways with Yellow USA. Now, in their press release, they say they are terminating their distribution agreement effective December 31st, 2021. So that's an agreement which authorized Yellow USA to distribute Yellow products in the United States, ending any collaboration with Mr. Stéphane Broussard, who is the COO of Yellow USA. They also mentioned that, quote unquote, Yellow reserves the right to communicate at a later date on reasons which led to these decisions. They also pointed anyone that is interested in business inquiries to mail sales@yellowna.com, which to me, that's the most important part. Saying that they'll be doing business in the NA, but not with, quote unquote, Yellow USA. Now, it's also interesting that they pointed out Stefan himself. He is Gamma president and was part owner of Yellow USA. Now, I don't want to speculate on any of this since there was some incidents he was in gaming news a few years ago, but you would think would have happened right away. But I'll say this is going to be interesting to read about if more news does come to light around this time or around the new year, to keep an eye on that. So I don't know if something happened recently or they're just terminating that. But the good thing is, like I said, they might have a Yellow NA so that we can still get the good Yellow products. I mean, one of the games that they put out this year, Korra, is Korra Rise of Empire is one of my favorite games of the year. So, for them to keep putting out games, I want to be able to actually get them without having to spend $1 million to get them brought overseas myself. So, again, another one of those things that'll be interesting to check out as well. Z-Man revealed Ultimate Railroads is going to be out this year. Now, this is a collection of Russian railroads, American railroads, German railroads, some promos, and a new Asian railroads games all in one box. I believe it's going to be about $120 retail, but that's a lot. It's basically 4 or 5 games in that one box. Russian Railroads, I'll just start off with that one, is basically just a heavy Euro game. Helmut Ole and Leonard Lani Orliger are the designers of all these. The plays in about 2 to 3 hours. They are medium to heavier weight games, plays 1 to 4 players. I know there's solo rules for most of them. You can play these on BGA as well, even Asian Railroads, which I've actually played on there. A very, very cool little way to play Russian Railroads. Every one of these little expansions changes the game a little bit. usually by kind of the main boards or your player board and how the other pieces will go around. There's two different boards. There's kind of the tracks boards. Then there's also, you get these engineers. Then there's kind of this industrial board that you kind of go around with your little chip there. And Asian Railroad changes that even more. These games are all awesome. If you're a heavy Euro player, you will love these games. It's not a light or a family game at all because there's just so much crap going on. It's definitely what they would call, quote unquote, point salad because there's just points everywhere. A lot of times you get 300 to 400 points in these games. But Ultimate Railroads has all of these in one box. I kind of recommend it if you've been looking to get into them or if you like this type of game. But also check out Yukata or BGA, where you can play pretty much any one of these. I don't think Asian Railroads is on Yukata yet, but I'm sure it will be coming soon. But anyway, absolutely love all those games, so check that one out. In more expansion news, Gale Force 9 has announced an expansion for Dune, A Game of Conquest and Diplomacy. Now, this is going to have the houses Chome and Riches or Richisi. I'm sorry, I'm not a Dune guy yet, and I haven't watched the movie, so I don't know how to say these names. Chome and Riches. That'll be out first quarter of next year for $25. Now, Dune, A Game of Conquest and Diplomacy is a game that I have actually played, even though I can't say the names. But it kind of takes the old Dune game, which was massive, played for hours and hours, basically just trying to get an area control. It distills it down to just what it should be, just an area control game with a little bit of diplomacy thrown in there, because you have to, there's a lot of little elements where you're going after certain people or trying not to fight other people, and people are moving all around the board. But very, very cool. Distills it down to a 1 hour game, 2 to 4 players. It's really, really good. I got to say, I recommend this one. It's another one of those that's going to be up for my game of the year. Very solid. And again, it does play in about an hour. And yes, it's a medium weight game, but it still kind of could be not necessarily a kid's game, but it could be a family game because it's not very hard to get into. And as you're kind of playing different cards the cards aren't all that complex, and the game itself is not that complex. Maybe the idea of kind of some diplomacy with the variable player powers and the area control could be what makes it a little bit more medium, but I think this could really be a game for everyone. But again, there's an expansion coming out for this game early next year. There's also a game, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, The Promised Day. This is a game by Square Enix that will release in April of 22. I have not heard a whole lot about this one, but it really looks actually pretty interesting in some of the images I've seen. A cooperative board game, players take on the roles of some of the stories, a series' most iconic characters, while working together to take down the creeping mannequin soldiers and dreadful homunculi and complete the reverse transmutation circle. Take on a challenge solo or with a group of 2 to 4 players. Difficulty can be changed between novice, hard, and ultimate, the last being a true test of strategy and skill. So it looks pretty cool there. Again, this one is a 1 to 4 player game. It says 30 to 45 minutes. I'd say it's probably going to be about an hour, but it is one to keep an eye out for once it does come out next year. I didn't see a whole lot of the idea of how much it is, but I think this one probably be about $50 to $60 looking at the size of the game itself. And finally, Tenpenny Parks. This is a game that's going to be put out by Thunderworks Games. This will be out early next year. I believe they said it was about March. Now, it's basically a worker placement game in which you're trying to construct theme parks. Man, I love that there's going to be so many construction between zoo games and theme park games. Really cool. This is really up my alley. I just love making theme parks. In each round, you're going to kind of get your workers to do different things as far as putting up rides and attractions, and depending on the different themes of the rides. It goes right along with Fun Fair, which was a card game that comes out this year. Again, another theme park kind of game. And now this is a game by designer Nate Leinart. And it, of course, oh man, the art is by Vincent Dutrait. There's no better artist out there. One of the best artists out there. I wouldn't say no better, but there's one of the best artists out there, Vincent Dutrait. This is a 1 to 4 player game. This will be about $60, I believe they said it should MSRP about. So you're looking at an hour and a half game, and there is a solo variant. But Thunderworks puts out some great games, and this Tenpenny Parks, which will be out next year, should be another one of those great games. Again, worker placement with some tile placement to create your, to create your park and some set collection along in there. Got a little bit of iOS news here for you. Evolution Climate. This will release in about 2 weeks or a little over a week now. I guess it's a little over a week now, but it's about 11/19 should be out on iOS as well. And what it's got there, it takes the core gameplay of adapting species to survive shared ecosystem and heats things up with the events and dynamic climate. It's got some great new features cross-platform. It's gonna have fully cross-platform between iOS, Android, Steam, and Switch. It's got some matchmaking in there for multiplayer. It's got a campaign and some diverse AI personalities to hone your skill. I don't know what the price is going to be for this one, but I will put a link to the website there so that once it is out, you can just link straight to there to pick that one up. But very, very cool by North Star Games. And again, that one is Evolution Climate. So some Kickstarters to go here. So first up, Monsterpocalypse, the board game. Now, this is out again by Mythic and Privateer Press. This is where you can get kind of a good expansion. You get the 3-4 player mode there, and you can get the base Monsterpocalypse. If you've already got regular Monsterpocalypse, it's $59 to get in on that for the 3-4, basically all the extra stuff for 3-4 players and more sculpts. The Smasher Pledge, which is $120, gets you the board game two-player core set, and then some promos. And then the $159 is how you get in on the base game and all in the big expansion here. This one, again, by Mythic Games and Privateer Press. Got about a week to go as of this recording. Well funded, about $750,000. So if you're a big fan of Monsterpocalypse, check that one out. Now, a game I mentioned a while back that was coming from XYZ Game Labs that I thought was really, really cool. This one is out now. And it's got another about a week to go. Titania Ascending. This is a strategic cooperative flip and write for 2-6 players with adjustable difficulty levels and solo and competitive modes. So it's very cool that you can play this one in a few different modes. Like I said, you can play it in cooperative for 2-6 players, one player solo, or however many you want to play it in competitive. And being a flip and write, it does have that feel. You know, I mentioned Thunderworks GM earlier. It has that feel of Cartographers in a way, kind of the way it looks, but very cool. Check this one out. Again, this one is well funded, and to get in on it, it is only $29 to get in on there. You can get a neoprene playmat with the stretch goals and the game for $49 to get in on that if you'd like. Again, this is funded, and it's got about a week to go. Next up, Age of Galaxy. This is by Ice Makes Games. This one's got about a little less than a week to go as of this recording. Well funded. This is a pretty cool one because it's a smaller civilization game, a small 4X game, 1-4 players, it says, with depth, high replayability, and numerous possibilities. What I like about this, it doesn't take very long. There's only a few rounds, and you get about 7 cards. Every card is its own faction. Now, whether you play, you're only playing 3 of those factions in the game, which will help determine kind of what kind of faction conglomerate you're making or team that you've got together. But as you're discarding the other cards, as you combine that with your factions and what you can do in the different actions, it really makes for a pretty unique gameplay every time, so that as you're playing different factions and those other cards for their discard action, you're going to have a little bit different gameplay there. There's going to be a bunch of ship minis, a bunch of very cool the cards and the board looks very, very solid. This one, you can get in on a general pledge for just one copy for about $29 US or $36 Canadian plus delivery. This one should be out about Origins next year. But this one looks very, very cool. There's also a deluxe pledge where you can get the deluxe upgrade as well. And that will be for about $40. So very, very cost efficient there. Age of Galaxy. Check that one out as well. Next up, we got another very cool game here, Resurgence. This one has got about 2.5 weeks to go, and it is funded as of yesterday or today. And this is a competitive Euro-style board game for 1-4 players. Use your wits to survive, regroup, and rebuild in a post-apocalyptic world. What's very cool about this is I did this on a top 5 recently, where kind of a hidden action selection on this, depending on the survivors that you have and where you send them, you're going to be kind of pulling things out of a bag and deciding where you're going to send your survivors each round. And depending on where you send them, you'll have different resources or maybe even come back with other survivors. There's also directive cards to give you some guidance as far as getting kind of rewards and victory points. There's missions, event cards, all sorts of very, very cool things. This game is really freaking cool. So I really want you to check this one. I've heard good things about this one from people that have gotten to play it already. I think it looks amazing. That is Resurgence. And we've got 2 more left. So Heroes of the Shire, the board game. This is a turn-based combat adventure RPG with a unique combat system. This one's got about 3.5 weeks to go to get in on this one. This has got an interesting little way of playing. It has kind of this role-playing medieval kind of skirmish type plays. But what's a little weird is that it's got a couple of different boxes that they've got put out there. They've kind of got, but the good thing is actually they've got arena mode and scenario mode. So you can play some scenarios with this as well and not just kind of skirmish in way. But what I was mentioning is that there's a fire and ice pledge where you get the fire and ice edition or you can get the earth and water edition. It seems a little weird. I just want everything in one box. But of course you can get, there is also the pledge to get absolutely everything. And that one's almost about $300, which is a lot. This one is 1 to 6 players, plays in about 30 minutes to 3 hours, depending on if you're playing a bunch of scenarios or not and such like that. But this is one I really, I'm kind of a wait and see on this one. I really want to play this one. Might be a little pricey for me as an editorial mention there, but I did want to mention to people if you want to check this one out, because it does look pretty cool. It does look like it's a decent design there. Heroes of the Shire, the board game. Again, I'll have a link to this one. And finally, this one you'll probably have to get in on the late pledge, depending on when you hear this. There's only a little less than a week to go, but it is funded. This is Garten Bau. This is relaunch from about a month ago. This is by 25th Century Games. This is another cool one about kind of gardening with your plants. Now, depending on the flowers that you put and where you put them, you'll put these little kind of like a 1x2 chits down there, which you can also put then layers on top of there, depending on which, you know, if you match up the type of flowers onto the second level of the flowers, I guess, kind of cross-pollinating them. But it looks very cool. 2 to 4 players, plays in about 30 to 60 minutes. This does look like a very kind of light to medium family weight game. I think this one is probably an easy to learn, maybe difficult to master, but it does look like, since they do have a advanced mode tiles for what they call a deeper challenge, but it looks very, very cool here. This one is only about $49 to get in on. It should be out about September of next year, but definitely check that one out. That is Garten Bau. I do like what 25th Century Games has been doing of late, putting out some really cool games, but check that one out as well. And before I move on to the outro here, I want you to look out for the Man vs. Meeple Kickstarter coming out as well. That'll be out probably next week or the week after. I'm sure early December, I'll put a link to it as well and mention it. You know, they do a lot of great content. David and gang do a lot of great content and a lot of great videos and reviews and previews and such. Good friends of mine, I wanted to just mention that, to keep a lookout for that, or just check out their channel as well. I'm sure they'll have great promos and other things in there. Kickstarter for you to help, you know, just to help keep them afloat there. You know, some of those that people that is their job to do that. So, you know, you want to help them out as much as you can to give them a little bit of a backing as well. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast, where I do a podcast with myself and many other people for a lot of geekery and gaming nonsense. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man. I want to wish everyone in the U.S. and all over the world who might celebrate with us a happy Thanksgiving. And I'll see everyone in a couple more weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.